Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As we're in the midst of Thanksgiving this week and soon Christmas, we set aside this special week of programming to let you know both of the impact this ministry is making and the decisive role your support plays in the work of the program as truth is under siege as never before in our generation. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States and over 175 nations around the world, for which we are very thankful. Today, you'll hear the very best programs of our 2009 Listener Appreciation Weeks aired earlier this year that include an all-star lineup of Christian leaders standing with the Christian Research Institute. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we are still facing a crucial year-end financial need to avoid cutting even more stations. So please prayerfully consider supporting us at this critical time. Each day this week, you'll also hear from the listeners whose lives have been profoundly changed through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's a sampling.
First of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your program. I left the Jehovah's Witness faith 2 years ago after growing up in it for 23 years. So your program's just been great for me to actually learn what real Christians believe.
God bless you and your ministry. It's been a blessing. I was a Mormon for more than 46 years before coming to Christ last year. And resources such as Recovery have been an important part of the renewing of my mind.
If you'd like to contact us at CRI, our toll-free number is 888-7000-CRI. Or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. And now, here's Hank.
Thanks, Randy. We have an exciting broadcast today. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have Dr. Stephen Meyer, who is a leader in the intelligent design movement, as well as Phil Ehart, who is the founder of the band Kansas. All of that coming up in just a few moments, but before we get to that, I wanted to share a testimony. The testimonies are pouring in, testimonies of how this ministry has impacted the lives of so many. I received this testimony. Dear Hank, I had to write to thank you for writing Christianity in Crisis. We recently left our beloved church after realizing that the word of faith doctrine had crept in. We recently found out just how lethal word of faith doctrine is when our pastor and his daughter were tragically killed in a car accident March 27, 2009. Our church, of course, began professing in faith that the pastor and his daughter would be resurrected. We are told to use caution in all our speech as words bring life or death. Church members laid hands on the pastor and his daughter's bodies. They spoke life over them, commanded them to come forth in the name of Jesus. The devastation left in the wake of all of this is just unspeakable. The pastor's wife is not only left grieving the loss of her husband and daughter, but is now struggling with her own faith. I've been reading Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. I feel I have to share it with my family and friends, people blinded by the movement. Hopefully, it will not be too late for them. Thank you for this important book. Of course, today we have a new crop of prosperity preachers, and they are popularizing the notion that symptoms of sickness are simply satanic subterfuge. Joyce Meyer is a prime example. Her worldview is as convoluted as it is dangerous. She says it's vital for us to understand that it is illegal for Satan to put sickness on us, and there is no good reason to let him do it. She goes on to say, the moment we begin to recognize the symptoms of sickness, we need to stand against them. How? Well, she says, by the pretext that his stripes provide healing. I believe by the stripes of Jesus I am healed, she said. Of course, even a cursory look at the context of Isaiah 53 demonstrates beyond the shadow of a doubt that Isaiah had spiritual healing in mind. How could he have made it more obvious? Messiah, he says, was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. And even if we were to miss the meaning in Isaiah, the commentaries of the apostles clear up all confusion. In Peter's first epistle, he makes plain that the healing referred to in Isaiah 53 is spiritual, not physical. One might credibly argue that healing is provided for in the atonement, but there's no credence in saying it's guaranteed prior to the general resurrection and the restoration of all things. In the meantime, we're going to continue to suffer the effects of the fall until the time that God establishes a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Paul made that clear when he said the creation will be liberated from its bondage to decay. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. We hope for what we do not have. We wait for it patiently. The ministry of the Christian Research Institute is making a difference in the lives of people around the globe because we are not content to be politically correct. We tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. But we need people to stand with us that believe in truth. And that's what Listener Appreciation Week is all about. We're thanking people that are standing with us and asking new people to join the ranks of those who support the Christian Research Institute and its megaphone to the world. A man that has stood with us over the years, valiantly and faithfully, who has supported the ministry for more than 24 years, the founding director of the Organization of Christian Musicians, the producer, incidentally, of the acoustic guitar music that will accompany the 2009 version of The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, and a man who ultimately is perhaps best known for founding the band Kansas. If you haven't heard Kansas before, I guess you haven't been on the planet. Here's what they sound like.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Oh.
Joining me now on air, Phil Ehart. And Phil, I really appreciate your support of this ministry, first and foremost.
Well, hey, Hank, how are you doing? Thank you very much for having me on. It's a real honor to be here and to stand with you guys. It's that's a tough act to follow, that email you were reading. My gosh, that's so chilling, but so true, isn't it?
Well, it is, and again, it's an email that I read because the testimonies are pouring in of the difference it makes when you stand for truth. Sometimes it's not popular, but it's necessary.
Well, you're right, and it's something, having spent 35 years of my life as a Christian in the music business, has been difficult at times, and it's very important for me to say to you and to your listeners that the Christian Research Institute, to me, is the gold standard. It is the gold standard of truth, because what you find out, as we all know, there's so many things claiming to be the truth, and that's the scary part, as it says in the Bible, you know, that there will be so many that come and say that they are the truth, but in reality, you guys without fail, because you have no denominational agenda, And it's and I've always appreciated that from day one, and that's why I stand with you, and that's why I've always supported you, and am so honored to be on this show, because it's just not the Christian Research Institute. There's you have no peers as far as I'm concerned, and it's funny that in that original email that you read that they mentioned your book, The Christianity in Crisis, because I'm about a third of the way through it, even though I had read the original version that came out a number of years ago. This volume, this book, is absolutely earth-shaking to me, because being a Christian in the music business and seeing all the different facets of all the of what Hollywood leans to and what the music business leans to, and what this book points out. I mean, I've stood up two or three times and reading it and gone into my wife and gone, Lori, listen to this one. And then, oh my gosh, listen to this. Every Christian in the world, in my humble opinion, should read this book. And that's why I wanted to be on this show today and wanted to thank you for writing it, because we are all under fire, and it's to read something like this to me gives us hope, and thank you so much for writing it, because I know it must not have been an easy thing to do, and I know you do take flack for writing this book, and that you are under fire for taking this for writing this book, and I just applaud you for standing up and doing the right thing.
Phil, do something for me. Speak to our audience for a moment. You can do this credibly. You've supported the ministry now for 24 years in a faithful fashion. Speak to those that have listened and benefited and yet have never joined the Bible Answer Man support team.
Well, I just think they're missing out. I think it's something that being a part of this is standing on the right side of the fence. I think, you know, it's very easy at times to be a fence sitter, to kind of look on both sides, but we're not called to do that. I mean, Jesus didn't come to this planet and die so we can sit on a fence. Either we're going to stand with the truth, or we're going to die with the untruth. And I think as a Christian, wherever you are in your walk right now, there's nothing more important than the truth. Not as far as I'm concerned. And Jesus is the truth. And it's the Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of the Word of Faith movement or the Jesus of the cults or whatever may be out there. It is the Jesus of the Bible, and that's why I would ask for people listening to prayerfully support and either or financially support, and take that step forward and be on the team, and be on the right team that's all about the truth. And if you can find anything more truthful than CRI, then I would join that, but you're not gonna. And what you guys, like I said, the CRI is the gold standard to which everything else needs to be held accountable. And it's because you use the Bible as your gold standard, and we all benefit from that. So I would heartily recommend that anyone listening that's thinking about either financially supporting or prayerfully supporting to do it, to step forward and be a part of it, as I have for almost 25 years now. I've never regretted it once in my Christian walk.
During Listener Appreciation Week, we are saying thank you to those that have supported us faithfully over many years. So, Phil, thank you very much, not only for your testimony, but your support on an ongoing basis, your prayers, and your financial support. Thank you.
It's an honor for me, Hank, and thank you for having me.
God bless you, my friend. And, sure. Of course, for your support of the Christian Research Institute, we will send you an autographed copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, for a gift of $100 or more. For $500 or more, I will send you Christianity in Crisis. It's a special numbered limited edition in leather of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. For a gift to the ministry, I'll send you What is Truth? Phil was talking about truth and the importance of truth. We have a resource that's incredible with respect to truth. It's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can find out about it through our resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI as well. In just a moment, we're going to be joined with one of the leaders of the intelligent design movement.
Thanks for tuning in to the very best of our listener appreciation weeks from this past year, where some of the giant defenders of the Christian faith like Chuck Colson, Josh McDowell, and Lee Strobel stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States, Canada, and 175 more nations around the world, and we are grateful. So during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's brand new beautiful gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. And for $250 or more to the Christian Research Institute, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send you a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. As you hear on the Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Lives are being changed. So call now. Our number is 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. Listener Appreciation Week on the Bible Answer Man continues right after this. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $495 plus taxes and fees per person and ends November 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends November 30th.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
The question I had for you is,
I was wondering whether or not you feel that the
what we would like to know is, we are Christians ourselves. And we
questions like these come flooding every day into the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute. People are hungry for well-reasoned biblical answers to their spiritual questions, and they turn to us for those answers, a responsibility we take very seriously. That's why we're observing Listener Appreciation Week all this week. We want to thank you for listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support. So, during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support. Call us now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thanks for making Listener Appreciation Week a success.
Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate that.
this is the very best of our listener appreciation weeks on the Bible Answer Man, when we welcome those who've never supported the ministry before to break the ice by calling the Christian Research Institute to make a special gift. And we encourage old friends to commit to supporting us on a regular monthly basis. We also want to express our gratitude for your faithful listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, especially at this critical time of year when we end our calendar year on December 31st. It is a crucial date and a time when we plan to raise about 20% of our annual income. CRI is facing an urgent year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So for a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. These gifts are expressions of our appreciation and reminders of the imperative work that is accomplished through people like you every day here at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. To speak with an operator here at CRI, call 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day to www.equip.org. Perhaps your life has been blessed or impacted in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've been encouraged to hear many testimonies, like this one.
I was an atheist for many, many years. I found Jesus. I took him into my heart about a month and a half ago, and it's just been an amazing adventure. I am settled into a wonderful church and realized after listening to your program that atheist is what I was. I had always done everything like I wanted it. It was my way or the highway. I didn't care the consequences. If I thought it was pleasurable for me or right for me, I did it. I was gripped with addictions for the longest time. So just wanted to call and let you know that your program has helped me.
And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
We have an amazing lineup of people this week. In fact, you just heard from Phil Ehart, who is an international rock star, founder of the band Kansas, Kirk Cameron, who is a TV and movie star, Chuck Colson, a politician. He's the founder of Prison Fellowship. He's a Christian statesman. You'll be hearing from Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel later on, all men who have stood with this ministry prayerfully and financially. In just a few moments, we're going to introduce you to the leader, or one of the significant leaders of the intelligent design movement. But before I formally introduce him, I want you to consider a dogma virtually unheard of before the 19th century. Within years, it morphed from its humble beginnings in the British Isles until it was a worldwide phenomenon. Millions began extolling its virtues with unbending devotion and evangelistic fervor. In fact, by the 20th century, its cardinal doctrines permeated bastions of education and penetrated corridors of influence. Masters of mass communication began championing its tenets, and academic institutions began churning out its messengers. Its proponents consider themselves keepers of orthodoxy, and they react with cult-like fanaticism when their presuppositions are even questioned. The dogma that I'm referencing is Darwinian evolution, the intellectual revolution it initiated. Provided the scientific substructure for some of the most significant atrocities in human history. In fact, Hitler's genocidal mania was fueled by Darwin's racist contention that civilized races of men would almost certainly exterminate and replace savage races throughout the world. And he wasn't alone. Sigmund Freud, who's the founder of modern psychology, was also a faithful follower of Charles Darwin. He believed that man was merely a sophisticated animal, and that led him to postulate that anxiety and paranoia and other mental disorders embody modes of behavior that were once adaptive for the human species in the stages of evolution. But nowhere were the far-reaching consequences of this cosmogenic myth more evident than in the pseudoscience of eugenics. Eugenics just postulated that the gene pool was being corrupted by the less fit genes of inferior people and then planned to identify these people, the feeble-minded, and stop them from breeding by isolation in institutions or by sterilization. The logical progression from evolution to eugenics was hardly a surprise. What is breathtaking, however, is the vast rapidity with which this baseless theory has been embraced by the cultural elite. And those who resisted eugenics were considered backward and ignorant. And it wasn't until the ghastly reality of eugenics reached full bloom in the genocidal mania of German death camps that it quietly vanished into the night. Eugenics has faded into the shadowy recesses of history, but the tragic consequences of this evolutionary dogma that undergirds it is still with us today. And there are a number of people making a difference on what I would call the issue. It's not a apologetic issue, it's the apologetic issue. How one views their origins ultimately will determine how you live your life. If you believe you're a function of random chance, that you arose from the primordial slime, you're going to live your life by a different standard than if you know you are created in the image of God and accountable to Him. Darwin is one theory of origins. Intelligent design is another. And it is committed to following the evidence wherever it leads. I call it open-minded science. And one of my heroes, I followed him from the bleachers, as it were, for years, Stephen Meyer. Stephen Meyer is a senior fellow in the Discovery Institute. He earned his PhD in history and philosophy of science from Cambridge. And he has become a leader in the intelligent design movement, and I thought did an incredible job in the movie Expelled. He's making a difference while there's yet time, and he has been on this broadcast, and we welcome him once again today. Hi, Stephen.
It's great to be with you, Hank, and congratulations on your listener appreciation day and all that your listeners have to appreciate.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate what you have done with your work, and one of the things that we have the privilege of doing is giving a platform to people like yourself so that your voice is heard.
You know, I think that's one of the things that we most appreciate about what you all do. As you may know, since intelligent design broke into the news and at the national level in a big way starting in 2004, 2005, 2006, we've had an unremitting flood of sometimes very negative media, and it's typically not what typically characterizes the coverage of us is not so much unfair accusations or cheap shots, that kind of thing, although we get plenty of those, you know, the epithets like creationists and cheap tuxedos and But mainly, it's the suppression of the evidence. The media will not allow us, typically, to talk about the evidence of design, and they want to change the subject to talk about our motives, where we get our money, where the presumed plan we have to impose a theocratic totalitarian state on America. We've had all these just absolutely absurd claims about what intelligent design is about. And we have very, very infrequently had media people who will sit down with us and actually report on the evidence that's driving this exciting new perspective about biology and cosmology. And what you have done for us when you've had our people on is allow them to talk about, as St. Paul said in the Epistle to the Romans, the things that are made. He says that it's the things that are made that reveal the attributes of the Creator. And so the evidence is critical, and the tendency to suppress evidence is, I think, deeply embedded in many human hearts, and we've seen that in the way that this has played out in the media.
Can evolution stand in an age of scientific enlightenment?
Well, what I've often said is that neo-Darwinian theory, which is the current orthodox view of biological origins, the modern version of Darwin's theory, and the associated theory known as chemical evolution, which is the theory of how the very first life arose from the primordial soup, that these materialistic theories of origins are not going to be able to withstand the information age that has emerged in biology. We live in an information age. We buy information, we sell it, we send it down wires, we pay people to invent it in the form of software and code, and we have very sophisticated technologies for processing it and storing it and retrieving it. And we are now in an era when we're finding all of those same high-tech strategies at work in a system that was designed not by humans, and that system is the cell. We've got a digital code stored in DNA. We have a complex, functionally integrated information processing system. We see that information is hierarchically organized. There's a data retrieval system that's very much like what is used in a digital computer environment. We even have information on the genome, a recent discovery of something called the ENCODE project, which is followed on from the Human Genome Project. We now know that information in DNA is stored much like it is in a computer, in a files, in folders within superfolders, superfolders within superduper folders. It's a hierarchical filing system of information. We have all these hallmarks of mind, of intelligent activity, of intelligent design, hallmarks that we know from our own high-tech environment. So it's a really exciting time to be involved in this debate about biological origins, as the curtain is being pulled back and we're seeing that inside the cell, which was presumed to be so simple in the 19th century at the time that Darwin devised his theory, that cell is really just an absolute masterpiece of nanotechnology and information technology. So I guess I can't say in short, because that was a long answer, but in short, I don't think that Darwinism and its associated materialistic theories of origins are going to survive the things that are being discovered about the complexity of the cell and particularly its informational properties.
Talking to Stephen Meyer, Senior Fellow at the Discovery Institute. He'll be back in just a few moments on the other side of the break as we continue talking about Listener Appreciation Week and our appreciation for listeners who stand with the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute prayerfully and financially. We will be back in just a moment. Please don't touch that dial.
You're listening to a very special week of programming, the best of Listener Appreciation Week here on The Bible Answer Man. December 31st marks the end of our calendar year, and it's the most crucial financial date on our calendar every year. CRI is facing a critical need as we minister in this tough economy. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. To help you understand the impact this ministry is making and the cost associated with it, we've decided to play the very best of our listener appreciation programming from earlier this year, featuring key Christian leaders in the battle for truth. As we move further into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial. As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast. Why not partner with us on a consistent monthly basis so that we can continue this outreach or give a generous special gift as we rapidly approach our critical calendar year end? To find out more about how you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll free at 888-7000-274. Or you can go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in a moment.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role. You must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Tuned in to a special week of programming we call Listener Appreciation Week. At the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to express our gratitude for faithfully listening to, praying for, and financially supporting the Bible Answer Man. When you support CRI during this special week, we'll send some special resources to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank's beautiful brand new gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a donation of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. These gifts are reminders of the crucial work that CRI is doing through your prayers and gifts. Call now at 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and The Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $495 plus taxes and fees per person and ends November 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends November 30th. You're listening to a special week of programming of the very best of 2009 listener appreciation programs here on the Bible Answer Man. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. As we move into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial, by finishing our calendar year in strong. And that's why your partnership is needed now more than ever, because we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. Perhaps you're one of those listeners whose life has been personally impacted or blessed in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Let's listen to one such example.
I wanted to offer my thanks and utter gratitude for your ministry. Going back about 10 years ago, I was actually in the International Church of Christ. And I was in there for about a year, and somebody introduced me to CRI. Started reading one of your journals, and I got a resource on their view of baptism, and that article actually put things together for me and showed the fallacy behind the International Church of Christ's view of baptism. It showed the logic that was flawed.
As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast day. Why not partner with us and help us meet our critical year-end needs? We raise about 20% of our annual budget at this time of year. We'd also love to welcome you to the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. To find out more about joining this important group of supporters, or to learn more about other ways in which you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us on the web at www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Richard Dawkins, professor of the public understanding of science at Oxford and arguably the best-known Darwinist on the planet, says that those who do not believe in evolution are simply ignorant, stupid, or insane. Dr. Stephen Meyer, who joins me on the phone, a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, who earned his PhD in the history and philosophy of science at Cambridge, he doesn't use that kind of emotional rhetoric or stereotype. He is communicating the truth with gentleness and with respect. And Dr. Meyer, I want you to speak for a moment to the need to stand for truth no matter what the cost, but to do it with gentleness and with respect.
Well, I think that's one of the things that is one of the greatest blessings of the work I'm in, is that I have a number of colleagues who have modeled that ethic in often at some considerable personal cost to themselves. You mentioned the film Expelled, and there's a certain sense with a number of the scientists that have been involved in speaking out about the evidence and their doubts, their skepticism about the ability of the Darwinian mechanism to produce all the intricacies of form and function and complexity that we see in the living world. We see with this group a boldness, oftentimes I think a great they're great examples of measured communication, very rational discourse, but some of them have paid a big price. You know, they've lost labs, they've lost research appointments, sometimes tenure, sometimes PhDs at the last minute when hostile examiners have been parachuted down onto the committee for political reasons. So this is an area where it's a contest of ideas, but there's a lot of political pressure and power being applied to suppress an idea, and it kind of makes us all like the odds. You know, it's a classic battle of truth versus power, and well, in the short term, the people with the power to suppress a message, to suppress an argument, to suppress evidence, will often seem to be the people in the driver's seat. I like being associated with some of the scientists that were highlighted in that Expelled video, because they've got not only great intellect but great character and courage as well in the face of some significant opposition.
And of course, our goal is not to be politically correct or prosperous or even popular. It is to stand for truth no matter what the cost. Speak for a moment to the influence that a radio broadcast like the Bible Answer Man broadcast can have in impacting the culture.
Well, you know, I mentioned before how much we appreciate what you're doing, precisely because a key issue for us is the suppression of the evidence. And I know you've had Jay Richards on numerous times. He's written with Guillermo Gonzalez, a scientist who was featured and expelled because of his ill treatment at Iowa State University. Jay has been on your program speaking about their wonderful book that they did together called The Privileged Planet. And we know the people that produced the film, the Illustra Media people. They tell us that when Jay and Guillermo are on your program, they get a spike in sales, and that keeps them going to make the next films. And they, in fact, they've got a great one on the Cambrian explosion of life, which is a stunning event in the history of life, in which all the major body plans, the basic architectures of living systems, come into existence very suddenly in the fossil record, in opposition to what you would expect from a Darwinian point of view. It's a fantastic story. It's a great film. But you've given voice to people that would very oftentimes not be able to reach the public with their message, and yet there's, as your advertisement said during the break, there's a tremendous hunger among people to know what really is true about these fundamental issues. You said in your opening segment that if you get the issue of origins right, you're off to a good start, and if you get it wrong, you can really go off the rails in terms of your worldview. And this is absolutely correct. The question of origins is a fundamental worldview question. James Sire, who wrote that wonderful book, The Universe Next Door, says that a worldview is a personal philosophy or a basic outlook on life, and everyone has one. And the first question a worldview has to answer is, what is the prime reality? What's the thing from which everything else comes? And, of course, when you frame it that way, you realize that's the origins question. Are we here as a result of undirected material processes, or is there a designing intelligence, a purpose behind it all? And depending on how you answer that question, whether you say the prime reality is matter, or whether you say it's a creative intellect or mind, that has a tremendous impact on how you view the rest of life, your ethics, your politics, your behavior as a human being in relationships with other people. And so you have given voice to people talking about those fundamental and really important issues, and from a perspective that is often censored in the larger media. So I'm a listener. I hear you on the radio quite often driving different places. My wife hears you. She hears you when she calls me when you've got one of our guys on, and we're listeners that appreciate what you're doing, but also understand the strategic importance of it, being involved in a contest of ideas, and realizing that if one side of in a contest of ideas isn't allowed to speak, isn't allowed to make its case, then the other side will win by default, and that's no guarantee. That's no way to guarantee that the truth will win out. So we think what you're doing is indispensable.
You have learned to live with an eternal perspective, looking beyond time and space into eternity, not counting the cost. Speak to those listening right now about how important it is for us in the 21st century to be like the first century church, where Christians were willing to die because they knew that, like their Savior, they would rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible.
Well, I think you have to have some kind of understanding that there's something beyond the opinions of your fellow man and woman in a given period of time that is your lodestar, because otherwise it's way too easy to get drawn off from a pursuit of the truth. I was recently on a panel with a very dear colleague of mine. He's a Jewish uncle I never had. His name is David Berlinski. He's written a wonderful book, perhaps the most persuasive and compelling book, refuting the new atheists, a book called The Devil's Delusion: Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions. And we run a panel at a Christian church. David's Jewish, obviously, but was responding to questions from people in the audience. And one of the questions said, "Well, what if people say, the questioner listed, all these accusations that have come against people, the scientists who are advocating intelligent design." And David shrugged his shoulders and said, so what? And you have to cultivate that sense that there are the opinions of the people who control academia or the media or who set the zeitgeist of the times can't be our lodestar. There has to be a commitment to truth. And in fact, I've heard David speak very persuasively about this just in some of the interactions he's had with scientists. And one time I remember him saying, well, his basic problem is he doesn't care about the truth, and I think that has to be the commitment of any scientist or philosopher or theologian. That's you seek the truth and follow the evidence where it leads. And I'm confident that if you do that, you're going to come to some answers to those big questions that every human being wants answers to.
I want to thank you, as we do during Listener Appreciation Week, for standing with us prayerfully and for believing in this ministry and being a great encouragement to us.
Well, thank you, and thank you likewise for the great encouragement you've been to us and the work we're doing. So good luck to you. I hope you get a great response from this week.
God bless you, my friend.
Okay, bless you too, Hank. Thanks a lot.
You got it. And for everyone listening in, this is just a sample of what the Christian Research Institute is all about. We're giving a voice to key leaders making a difference through the Bible Answer Man broadcast, through the Christian Research Journal, through equip.org. We're reaching literally around the globe today, and it is because listeners stand with us prayerfully and financially. That's what Listener Appreciation Week is all about. And we want many more of you to join the team so that the load will become easy and so that we can seize the opportunity, the vision that God has laid before us. For your gift of $500 or more, a special numbered, personalized, leather-bound edition of Christianity in Crisis. For your gift of $100 or more, Christianity in Crisis, the book 21st Century, the new edition, for $100 or more, autographed. And for your gift to the ministry, What is Truth? It is available right now, the best of the Christian Research Journal. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Right here, tomorrow on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Lee Strobel. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow with more of the show.
We'd like to say thank you for joining us for the very best of our listener appreciation program. During this week, we want to hear from as many of you as possible to express our gratitude to you for standing with us in these difficult times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Why not give us a call right now at 888-7000-CRI? When you contact CRI and give a gift, you're helping us to end our calendar year strong by December 31st. For your gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. A gift of $250 or more gets you an autographed copy of both the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a gift of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. For additional donation options, check out our website at www.equip.org. It's only through the gifts of listeners just like you that we're able to keep the Bible Answer Man on this station. So if you appreciate the daily answers and edification you receive on the Bible Answer Man, we need to hear from you today. Again, the number is 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or visit us online at www.equip.org. And thank you once again for making Listener Appreciation Week a success. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. And we're on the air because truth matters.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.